I'm live in Tel Aviv, work in Jerusalem. I work at the Academy in Jerusalem, which is part of the Hebrew University, where I conduct a professional chamber choir and teach conducting.
We can hear by your accent that although you live in Tel Aviv, you weren't born in Tel Aviv.
No, I've only been in Tel Aviv 43 years. So I was born in New York, a small town called Brooklyn.
Very small town. And when did you move to Israel?
72.
Such a long time in Israel.
Yeah, I'm still trying to earn enough money to get back to the United States.
And what brings you to our shores?
Judy Campbell actually brought me to these shores to conduct in the choral festival, Jewish choral festival, which is beginning on Sunday, a concert on Monday, and I'll be conducting one of the workshops, and Elliot will be conducting another one.
Talking about Elliot, we've got another guest in the studio, Elliot Levine. Shalom. Welcome,
Shalom.
Elliot. Tell us
Thank you.
about who is Elliot Levine.
I live in New York and grew up there, and I do several things there. I'm a professional singer. I sing in a group, an ongoing group for 47 years called the Western Wind Vocal Ensemble, that does all kinds of music, including Jewish music. In fact, we were here, we were the faculty for the first Australian Jewish Choral Festival, and the group came over and taught here and did concerts around the area. I'm also a composer and arranger, and I coach groups and do other teaching in the New York area.
I'm really excited about the Australian Jewish Choral Festival. I'll tell my listener a secret that I used to sing at the
Okay.
Sydney Jewish Choral Society. I love music. I love singing. I just don't have time to sing
Oh, that's a shame. You
in
should.
a choir, but I love choir music. Absolutely love it. And I wasn't going to interview another person that actually brought you here to Australia, but she's here in the studio with us. And I would like to say hello also to Judith Campbell. Can you please come to the microphone and tell us about the Australian Jewish Choral Festival and tell us what is happening?
Thank you, Nitza. It's great to be here and very exciting to have Stanley and Elliot here. After months and months of preparation, they're finally on our shores. The Australian Jewish Choral Festival, I founded this festival. The first one was in 2012, which, as Elliot said, the Western Wind was the faculty for. And we run the festival every 2 years. WE is Jewish Arts Incorporated, which is an organization that fosters Jewish vitality through the arts across multiple art forms.
Is it Sydney-based or?
Yes, it's Sydney-based. So the initial inspiration for this came from the North American Jewish Choral Festival, which I attended a number of times, and I was terribly impressed with how Marty Lazar, the director of that festival, pulls together so many strands of singers of multiple skill levels of all kinds of religious backgrounds. Everyone just gets together and sings wonderful Jewish choral music. And it's a wonderful time of sharing and making new friends. It's quite an experience. So there was nothing like that in Australia, and I thought, why not?
Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Give us a glimpse who is Judith Campbell.
I am a musician by trade, and I direct a synagogue choir in Chatswood in Sydney at the North Shore Temple Emmanuel. I have a background not in choral music originally, but in jazz. I was raised in a family of jazz musicians and eventually came to Sydney from South Africa in 1982 and became part of a choir in a synagogue. And one thing led to another, and I found myself directing that choir, which I've now done for about 15 years. And as I said, I started to go to America to attend a range of Jewish music events. And through that, I met Elliot Levine. And Elliot was actually the one who said to me, "You know, you really need to go to the North American Jewish Choral Festival." So I did, and a whole lot of things have flowed on from that.
But it must be an incredible task organizing the Australian Jewish Choral Festival, just bringing your guests here to
No.
Australia.
No, piece of cake.
if our listeners want to come and see and participate, what do you advise? And tell us what's happening.
Well, the Choral Festival is over 2 days. It's not an event where the public can come and listen to lots of different choral groups. It's for singers to come and sing. So there are different choirs that are formed at the festival in the moment, which is very confronting for most of the singers, especially when they have to then perform in public within 48 hours of the formation of their group. So each one of these instant choirs is led by one of our faculty conductors, for example, Stanley from Israel and Elliot from New York, and we have a third conductor arriving tomorrow from Washington. So it's for singers to come and have an experience that is not readily available elsewhere.
But there is a performance on Monday.
Yes.
That's the long weekend, the Easter Monday.
Correct. That's the public part of
So you're training Sunday and the whole of Monday for the public appearance on Monday evening.
That's right.
So tell us about the performance on Monday evening, if our listeners would like to go and...
Sure. That performance is on at the Millie Phillips Theatre at Emmanuel School in Randwick, and it starts at 6:45 p.m. and there is a catered supper reception afterwards. And the concert features not only these instant choirs that have formed at the festival, but also a number of existing choirs that will also be showcased through the festival.
And what should we expect? What sort of music?
Well, themes of this festival are multicultural, Israeli choral music, because we have the wonderful Professor Sperber with us, who is bringing a range of Israeli choral music. We have themes of gratitude running through the repertoire. And one of the highlights is a new work by Elena Katz-Chernin, who we commissioned to write a new piece based on a theme of gratitude.
And how many singers are involved?
There are approximately 80 singers in the festival itself, and at the concert there will be, I think it's up to about 110 singers now. So there'll be a massed performance of this world premiere, which will be conducted by Professor Sperber. And actually Elena Katz-Chernin will be playing accompaniment herself at the performance, which is pretty special.
That's really fantastic. I would like to ask Professor Stanley Sperber about the music that you're going to conduct. Judith Campbell, which was like, I think, the brain, the head, everything behind this festival, organized it. I'm sure a lot of effort and time was devoted to organize this festival, brought you from Israel. And she said that you're bringing Israeli choral music into the festival. Can you please tell us about it? That's really exciting.
Yes, I'm bringing a variety of Israeli choral music written by a few of our leading composers. Both secular and sacred music. We're singing, for example, Tzur Mishalo Chalom, which is a Friday evening hymn arranged by Gil Aldema, who was one of our great famous arrangers, who I'm sure you heard of.
Of course, and, Gil Aldema, all our listeners would know.
And an arrangement of Hitragut by Yecheskel Brown, piece by Ben Chaim, Paul Ben Chaim, who composed in Israel in the period of the establishment of the state in 48, Elohai Tzidki, which is a sacred piece, and two secular desert songs, Yaminu Smol, or Chaba Midbar, which, again, I'm sure
you know.
I
love it.
Yeah, and Atadama. So we're going to try to get these five pieces across in the space of 2 days, and if we do, it'll be another Jewish miracle.
Professor Stanley Sperber, can you tell us about your involvement in Israel with choral music?
I arrived in Israel in 72. I was brought there by the Philharmonic Choir of Tel Aviv. I started with them and then gradually went over to the Rinat Choir, the National Choir of Israel, also the Jerusalem Academy Chamber Choir, which I direct to this day. Then I took a break and I did 15 years with the Haifa Symphony Orchestra as their music director. And now I'm back in the academy with the professional chamber choir, and I also teach conducting there.
I know that another musician that lives in Australia from Israel, her name is Shelley, she told me years ago she met her husband actually at one of these choral societies in Israel.
Well,
singing.
She met at the Jerusalem Chamber Choir. They met in that choir, and they're one of the more successful couples that ever came out of the choir. In fact, other couples should emulate them.
Is it very popular, choral music in Israel?
Yeah, there's a renaissance in Jewish choral music in Israel.
And Elliot Levin, what is your involvement in choir music in New York?
Well, I'm active as a professional choral singer doing various kinds of choral music, Jewish and non-Jewish. There's a lot of choral music going on there. For the last 47 years, I've sung with the Western Wind Vocal Ensemble, which is a six-voice a cappella group that does music from all eras and all different styles, from medieval music through jazz and contemporary avant-garde music. I also teach, and I'm also active as a composer and arranger.
And what are you bringing, Australian?
I'm going to be working with a group of folks that perhaps don't read music but love to sing. So I'll be an assortment of some arrangements I've done of Israeli song, like Dodi Lee, and some Sephardic songs, a variety of things that they can successfully accomplish in a short period of time.
Well, I wish you best of success. I think that we all would like to come to the performance of the Australian Jewish Choral Festival. That's on Monday evening, Easter Monday, 28th of March, at the Millie Phillips Theatre, Emmanuel School, Randwick, at 6:45. Just come to the door at the Emmanuel School in Randwick. So I'd like to thank all of you, Professor Stanley Sperber, Elliot Levin, and Judith Campbell. Thank you very much for coming to the studio, and good luck.